Hey everybody, you are listening to Just Pick Up a Notepad podcast, episode 7. Today we're talking about keeping it real. So let's get started. Hey everybody, Manila B here. Welcome to Just Pick Up a Notepad podcast. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. I really appreciate you tuning in and listening. The Just Pick Up a Notepad podcast is going to be produced every day for your enjoyment, and show notes are eventually going to be transcribed and put up on my website www.justpickupanotepad.com. I would really appreciate if you come back often, and feel free to add this podcast to your favourite RSS feed or your subscribe to it on your iTunes. You can find out all what I'm doing from within the notes in the link. You know, you can find me on Twitter at Manila B, on Instagram at Manila_MB. But for now, let's just get into it. Let's just get in the show. So today's podcast is about keeping it real and what that actually means. Keeping it real to me is being true to your authentic self, being who you are. And when it comes to creating my business or creating your business, it's about being true to yourself, and standing by your vision of what you want to create and have, and that it falls in sync with your own values, really, because behind every brand is an actual creator of that brand, an actual person who created that. And, you know, every brand tends to have the vision and the values of that creator, and I'm creating my own brand. Behind my brand is my vision and my values that I have, and one of mine is being real, keeping it real, being authentic, you know. And I believe in that because I can't be anybody but me. Everybody out here, we're all unique. There is only one version of me. There's only one version of you out there in this world, and that's all we can be. That's what we're born to be, and to shine in our own greatness and not be like somebody else. And I've been very inspired by just the course of my day, really, to come and talk about this. Because this morning, when I got up, I listened to a podcast, because that's something that I've been doing a lot more now. I've been listening to a lot of marketing expert podcasts, because I feel that's information I need to learn right now to help propel me to the next platform in terms of, you know, giving my brand and my business what I'm creating more visibility. So I've been taking on a lot of that marketing information from my own business coach, Stacey Tushell, from She's Building Her Empire. And I've been listening to this morning's podcast was episode 197 from Amy Portfield, where she had on Marie Foley, who runs B School, a business school for people, and she gets people to look at the foundations of what they're doing to create a business. So I've been listening to a lot of marketing experts in the field, and one thing that I am really impressed with is that they're all about the same thing that I'm about, and it's about being true to yourself. And living in an authentic way in everything that you do, especially when it concerns your business. I started day one of a 5-day challenge with Coach Glitter. She's called Tiffany Lee Bymaster, I think it is. Oh, I've probably said it wrong. I think I've said it right. Well, she's Coach Glitter anyway, I know I got that right. And she basically, her niche is coaching people to be more confident on camera. Now, as I've only recently just started putting myself out there and doing lives, I thought, you know, let me hear what this person who's built up her own coaching on around is, you know, building people's confidence to be confident on camera. And her foundations of what she's saying is basically be real, keep it real. Now, I feel really great about that because I like just being myself. I don't want to be anybody else. I love myself. and that's not meant to sound big-headed because I want people to just be able to say I love myself just like that. I never used to be able to say it like that with such ease and a smile on my face and feel like chuffed about saying it, but I do. And I can only be me. And when it comes to my brand, I want it to be authentic and true to the vision that I have for it. So I'm really glad that, you know, all the coaches that I have been listening to are on that tip. You know, Coach Glitter Tiffany was saying earlier today in the challenge, you know, the best coaches have coaches. Every single one of my mentors and coaches that I have at this moment in time, they all have mentors and coaches. You know, in this way, it's about each one teach one. People have their own way of teaching, their own way of doing things. And that's what makes us all special and unique. I mean, in my way of mentoring, the way that I deliver a message and how I do it will be unique to how I do it. And in a world that's always trying to tell people how they should be or how to conform, you know, in a society where, you know, it's like keeping up with the Joneses and people like to sometimes feel as though they've got to keep up like a polished image or be a certain way, you know. People out here being fakes and phonies, and I ain't even about that life. I detest that really, because I always want to push people to really just dig in deep and be true to who they are. Because my own personal journey has been about me being able to stand on my rock and say, I am who I am. And say it with pride and say it the same way God said it. In the Bible, if anyone who's familiar with the Bible, God described himself and says, I am what I am. Yeah? And he just left it at that. But the thing is, the word I am, they're one of the two most powerful words that you can utter and actually say. Because what precedes that and what you follow that on with is what you create. You know, we've been made in the image of our creator, God, the universe and all that it is, and we are creators. We create, you know, what will proceed after that, and I am. And it's about discovering more of I am and about growth. That's personal development and growth, that you're able to dig in deep and start finding out what proceeds after I am, you know, and finding out what is it that you are that's unique to follow with I am. You know, somebody can go, I am musical, you know, I am a musician. You know, I wish I could turn around and say, as I am a musician, that I can sing, but I can't really hold a note that deep, so I can't really own it with much power. But, you know, I can say I am a mentor, and I am somebody that encourages people by power of word, because I encourage myself with the power of my words. I inspire myself with the power of my words. And that's what's keeping me going and knowing that I am the personality behind my brand. You know, I'm feeling really good about that. And I'm feeling really good that I've set the course and I am doing what marketing gurus, people who have really made it, are advising and saying, you know, this is the hot strategies that you should be doing. Be true to yourself. And I'm like, yeah, I do that anyway. Good. I'm happy with that. I'm on the right course. I'm being authentic. I'm being true to myself. I'm putting myself out there, showing my audience, look, this is me. And I know that when you put yourself out there, not everybody's going to like you. That's just life. That's just reality. I understand that, and it doesn't put my nose out of joint one bit, because not everybody's going to like you. That's one thing that sometimes puts people off being true to themselves, because they think, oh, what if people don't like me though? Well, so what? Not everybody's going to like you. That's just life. But there will be those that are for you and that will like you and will be about what you're about. You know, so yeah. Feeling good. So I listened to my podcast this morning. I logged on this evening to my 5-day challenge, and I felt good. And in between that, I've just been looking after and being mummy that I am, because I'm a mother too. Got 2 children. Got duties that I need to do. So even though I'm on this path that I want to build up my business and build up my brand, and every day, especially through doing this podcast and gaining greater clarity with myself about what I'm about and why I'm doing this, and affirming to myself every day why I'm doing this, I'm still living life, and I'm still having to look after my baby. I've got a 5-month-old baby that I have to look after. But I wanted to do this podcast and just share my thoughts and my feelings on what I was inspired to talk about today, about being true to yourself and keeping it real. Only one you out there. There's only one me. And I don't want to be anybody else other than myself. And neither should you. It's about being true, because that's what draws people to you when you're true to yourself. That's what, creates a magnet, a law of attraction, where you're able to like attracts like, and you're able to attract people that will resonate with you. So if you're somebody that's starting a business up like myself, ensure that the personality behind what you're doing, you're being true, and keep that up. If you're somebody that's very much into wanting to know more about my brand and what I'm building, that's what I'm about. That's one of my values. And within my manifesto that I've been writing and creating, authenticity is right up there. I'm a Sagittarius. I'm honest. Truth is one of my things. I gotta keep it real and be truthful. It makes me feel very uncomfortable deep inside myself when I'm not being true to myself. And I think everybody must feel that when they're not. It's an idea. If you agree, or you have got any thoughts on what I'm sharing about, do people must feel when they are not being true to themselves? Get that inkling inside the gut that just says, like, you're just like fronting. Let me know, because I have that like feeling that when I'm not necessarily in cinch and being true to myself, that I get that feeling. And it's, to me, it's not a nice feeling, so that's why I don't do it. I don't BS myself. I have to always push myself to, I don't even like being in denial with myself. If I even catch myself that I'm going on like some denial trip with myself, I get, that's when the pen and the paper comes out, where sometimes I just script down with myself to be like, no, let's keep it real. And I love doing that with myself, and I am going to really enjoy digging deep, working with clients, doing the same, and getting positive outcomes, because that's the only outcome you're going to get from being real and keeping it real with yourself, is positive. It's only going to be good. So that's all I wanted to share with today. I mean, this podcast is something I do every day. Sharing my journey, sharing my thoughts on my brand, what's going on with me. I'm in the transition, and I'm creating, and I am working towards my goal. And I urge you to do the same if you're tuning in. So till tomorrow, thank you for listening.